Good morning. 00 hours. Mist. 73 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mist. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mist. 75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mist. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Thunderstorm. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mist. 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mist. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mist. 72 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mist. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mist. 75 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mist. 79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mist. 81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Mist. 81 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Mist. 81 degrees. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning. Special weather statement. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YV up for Saginaw County Skywarn. Stand by for a National Weather Service update. National Weather Service in White Lake has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Southern Bay County and Northern Saginaw County until 2 p.m. At 1:03 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Freeland, moving southeast at 35 miles an hour. Hazardous 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Source was radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicle is expected. Expect wind damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. Severe thunderstorm will be near Saginaw, Auburn, and Freeland around 1:10, Zilwaukee 1:15, Bay City and Bridgeport around 1:20 p.m. Other locations impacted by the severe thunderstorm include LaPorte, Swan Creek, Shiawassee National Wildlife Refuge, Carlton, Foster's, Arthur, Buena Vista Township, Poseyville, Indian Town, and Shields. Have a report from Freeland of pea-sized hail currently occurring in Freeland area. This is KC8YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. This is the severe thunderstorm warning. We are currently in condition yellow at this point. Any reports that of severe weather criteria, you can report it to me. We currently do not have a spotter network activated at this point since this just popped up. But any reports of severe criteria of the winds or hail size, meaning the criteria, can be reported to me, KC8YVF. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn. Clear. This is Saginaw County Skywarn, KC8YVF. Repeating, Saginaw County, Northern Saginaw County is under a severe thunderstorm warning until 2 p.m. We're currently in condition yellow, KC8YVF.
Severe thunderstorm warning. Special weather statement. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KEAAHW. Is anybody on this frequency?
KADAC,
go ahead, Randy. KC8YVF, wondering, we had some high winds a few minutes ago. Anything reported, any tornadic activity?
Negative on that. We are currently under severe thunderstorm warning. Yeah, for the county, northern part of the county. They need some radar with wind up to 60 miles an hour and possible 40-size hail.
Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Severe thunderstorm warning. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Thunderstorm. 66 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn.
National Weather Service has cleared all warnings at this time.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mist, 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Rain, 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile. Hey, Doug, KC8YVF. Did you get a little rain up your way today?
Just a little bit. Not too bad.
Yeah, I have to go home and see what I got in the rain gauge. It poured pretty good at work. It actually lasted for more than 5 minutes, so hopefully it was some beneficial rain. We'll see what's in the gauge when I get home.
Well, I looked out and developing a puddle that's in the driveway, and next time I looked, it was all gone.
Okay, yeah, I see the streets are pretty dry. There's a few puddles, little ones, in the next to the curbs here driving home, but nothing major, but hopefully we got at least a quarter of an inch, I would hope. They said somewhere between a half to six-tenths was the kind of prediction, but the way it looked earlier, I didn't think we were going to get anything. They said most of it would be in the thumb, but we did get a good line of storms that came across. And gusty winds probably in the 40-plus range. I was watching on my home camera in the front yard where my flags are, and they were right straight out. I lost the flagpole about a month or so ago when a 60-mile-an-hour gust come through and took it down, so I was hoping it didn't happen again.
Yeah, I didn't notice much as far as wind was concerned up here. It was a little breezy, but nothing major.
Yeah, I'll have to go home and take a look on the weather station to what was the gust. I know it won't be as bad at the house in the subdivision as it would be out at the airport where they take the official readings, because the open land said this house is all cut down on the wind. And I got two different wind meters, one up at above the roof of the house, and then another one more at ground level, just at above head high, just to kind of compare what ground wind speed is compared to upper wind speed above the house.
Yeah, I had a couple of wind gauges for a while. And this was about 8 years ago. The ice got them. We had an ice storm and wind and whatnot. Just kind of went out there and looked. The little wheels were off of it. All broke up. So I didn't replace them. That means we put them the other way.
Yeah, like I said, I've got one for my La Crosse weather station that's up probably about 25 feet. And then that's got all separate units for the wind and the rain and the temperature and humidity, all that stuff. They're all in separate devices. And then I got one of the all-in-one devices that I put up, like I said, just as an alternative to see what it is at ground levels and that. So kind of interesting to compare them sometimes to what you get. And I thought the La Crosse rain gauge was more accurate, but it turns out the little cheapy one is more accurate when comparing it to the actual plastic rain gauge that the water just kind of funnels down in, the official one for the Weather Service. So yeah, the cheaper one's more accurate compared to it. I thought that one was off quite a bit, but it's really not.
Yeah, use the button and scan it right behind you, lights up. I'm just doing some digging. Somewhere I've got a box of toner cartridges for my printer. I go through about two, maybe three a year. I got a whole new box back in Christmas time. I got the one in it. Box is all the next stuff in here somewhere.
Yeah, that's something I have not got. Ooh, we got a light out here. This isn't good. Almost didn't notice it. Bay Road and Center, or Bay Road. Whoa, you're trying to get through a four-way stop. This isn't good. Bay Road and Weiss. That's a cluster mess at rush hour. I almost went through it because I thought, well, the wind was blowing it and the green button, and I noticed, wait, none of them are any color, so, wow, made it through that one. But yeah, I need toner cartridges for my laser printer. I found my, I use about one maybe a year, but I like to keep a backup, so of course it runs out right when I need it, so I like to try and keep a backup. But I also need cartridges for my inkjet printer that I use occasionally when I need some color stuff or need to do a copy or something, and I don't have any extras for those either, so. Yeah, I'm probably looking at about a $250 bill for both printers.
Yeah, when I got the printer, I ordered a box of toner. It took me almost 4 years ago, too. I don't know what I think, but so I ran out, so I ordered another box.
Yeah, I keep mine in the office, but we're in the process of remodeling the office, so half the things that were in there, my wife just put in boxes someplace and took it out so we could work on it. Well, that was the spring when we started on it, and then summer came, so now we got all the outdoor stuff, so come fall, we'll get back to that project. Well, there's times have come out like, where is this? And, of course, her response is, well, I don't know. I said, well, you cleaned out the office. Where did you put it? It was underneath the printer and that. And it's, obviously, that desk isn't there. Now we have a new stand for the printers and stuff. So, yeah, it's been hide and seek for some of these things, trying to find what box she put stuff in, because I was at work when she cleaned out the office. And yeah, it's been fun.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yep, I know what you mean. I only have need, but I can live. I know I put it somewhere, but I don't remember where. I'll take you enough of this, I'll probably back under one of these tables.
It's got a big part of the planet. KC8YVF. Yeah, it's like my shop. Every time she goes into my shop, she says, well, you need to clean this place up. I said, yeah, I do, but don't touch it. She said, well, I'll clean it for you. No, I know where everything is, and if I move it, I'll remember where I put it. If you move it, I have no idea, and you never remember where you moved it to, so it's kind of like that. That's a faux pas. If I haven't put a sign on the door yet, but there's a couple of times that it's kind of like, what'd you do? Well, I cleaned up this area. It's kind of like, well, was it yours? No. It was my stuff, right? Yeah. Then don't touch my stuff. Clean up whatever you want of yours, but don't clean up mine. I will take care of it myself. So I know what you did with it, so. Oh, well. Well, a few more puddles as I get closer to home where we don't have curbs. There's some puddles along the shoulders here, so we did get a little bit of rain, and that's good, I guess, so. All right, Doc, I'm going to let you go. I am about 20 seconds from home here. Make it through this last traffic light, and I'll pull into the subdivision. So thanks for the ride along. Hope the rest of your day goes good, and we'll talk to you later. KC8YVF.
My barn has a problem because it had a roof problem and lost part of its roof. The old roof was ripped off, the new roof put on, and whatnot. The owner was in there, and whatnot, climbing in the trusses and everything else. So a lot of stuff got moved by those guys, and I have no idea where any of that went. I have no idea. That's just me. About 6 or 8 people in a couple of dumps.
Yep, that's the way it goes. I know, so. All right, we'll talk to you later. That's KC8YVF clear.
And it ended.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
CQ, CQ, CQ. CQ from Hotel Papa 8, Gulf, Lima Gulf. Hotel Papa 8, Gulf. Lima Gulf. CQ, CQ from Whiskey, CQ from Hotel Papa 8, Gulf, Lima Gulf.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 71 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.